Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading. To order The Juice for your classroom or family, visit us at thejuicelearning.com.
Ever wonder what your kids are reading about in that The Juice app they use?
Yeah, it's a goldmine of current events and interesting topics.
Okay, so first up, there's this story about a massive online archive of Dutch files.
Oh, right. The ones on Nazi collaborators from World War II.
Exactly. We're talking millions of pages of documents all available to the public now.
It's kind of unprecedented. Witness testimonies, interrogation transcripts, even personal letters.
I can only imagine the ethical considerations with something like that.
Definitely. Like, the story highlights this guy, Rinky Smadinga.
Yeah, he used the archive to find out about his own dad, who'd been a collaborator.
Heavy stuff. Makes you think about, like, the right to privacy versus historical transparency.
You know, should this information even be public?
It's a tough one.
It's a lot to unpack. Definitely something to discuss with kids.
For sure. The lasting effects of history.
Okay, moving on. From history to current politics now, we have this DOJ report. It's all about Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election.
Yeah, and they're really focusing on the aspect of deceit.
How it all might have undermined democracy.
Right.
This feels like a crucial conversation to have with young people.
It is, about truth and integrity, especially when it comes to leadership.
And about critically evaluating information. You know, what sources can we trust?
Definitely. Kids need to be able to separate fact from fiction, especially these days.
Absolutely. Okay, now for something a little lighter. Have you heard about this 13-year-old girl made an incredible discovery?
Wait, the one with the goose poop?
Yes.
Okay, I know that one. Yeah. Camaria Williams. She was in some kind of STEM program.
And she chose goose poop.
Out of all things.
Yeah, I know, right? But she was curious about its potential because geese eat such a variety of things.
And it turns out her hunch was right. There was a compound in it, shows potential in fighting cancer.
Pretty wild. It's a testament to scientific curiosity, thinking outside the box.
For sure. Great story to talk about the scientific method with. Or just the power of observation.
It's amazing what we can discover when we look in unexpected places.
Absolutely.
Okay, shifting gears a bit now. The Economist just came out with its ranking of the richest countries in the world.
Oh, yeah, but they didn't just focus on GDP this time.
Right, they added some new factors, like purchasing power parity.
Which basically tells you how much stuff your money actually buys in different places.
So even if someone earns less in one country, they might be better off if things are cheaper there.
Right. They also considered average income per hour worked.
Makes sense.
Hmm.
So what do you think?
I think it really challenges how we define rich.
It does. Hmm. Is it all about money? Or quality of life, work-life balance?
Exactly. Good conversation starter, for sure.
It is. And it can lead into discussions about global inequality.
Definitely. The challenges facing developing nations.
Right.
Like, yeah. Burundi, which yeah. Ended up at the very bottom of the list.
Tough realities. Okay, for our last story, let's talk happiness. There's this great quote from Montesquieu.
A French philosopher, 18th century.
Right. He said, "If we only wanted to be happy, it would be easy. But we want to be happier than other people," which is almost always difficult since we think them happier than they are.
So true. We're always comparing ourselves, aren't we?
It's human nature, I guess. And especially tough in the age of social media.
Absolutely. Everyone's curating their perfect lives online.
So how do we teach kids about real happiness? You know, the kind that comes from within.
That's the million-dollar question. Maybe this quote is a good place to start.
Yeah, a jumping-off point for talking about self-acceptance.
Gratitude. Finding joy in the everyday.
Exactly.
It really makes you think, doesn't it?
It does, and it shows how these stories can spark some great discussions. Speaking of things to discuss, this next one hits close to home for a lot of us. Wildfire smoke.
Oh, right. A growing concern, for sure.
Especially with those recent blazes in Southern California.
It's a good reminder of how serious this issue is.
And it's not just the fires themselves, right? It's the smoke, too. It can travel for miles.
Exactly. Some areas had, like, hazardous AQI levels. Schools had to close, even.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty bad. And you know that smoke has all that fine particulate matter.
PM2.5, right?
Yeah. Gets deep into your lungs. Can cause all sorts of problems.
Definitely for kids.
Definitely. This story could be a way to talk about environmental issues with them.
Yeah, and how they impact our health.
And how to be prepared, you know?
Absolutely. We hope this deep dive into the juice has given you some food for thought, some ideas for talking to your kids about the world around them. So keep those conversations going.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.